Blog Talk Radio.
So precious, there is no other name I know, save the name of Jesus, save the name of Jesus, save the name.
Oh.
When you can't do anything else, you can call on the name of Jesus. He's there all the time. He's here, he's here, he's here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hela Masantaya. My God, my God, my God.
Anointed, the saints know it. Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I think we ought to be praising God right now. We ought to be praising God. Hallelujah, because he is here. We stepped in with him on our mind tonight, praise God, to give him glory, to give him honor, praise God. But he is God. If it had not been for the Lord, where would we be? Where would be we? Whoa, glory be to God. Where would we be? Hallelujah. Ooh, he's right now with us. Oh, we sing right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, just come on in, Holy Spirit. Endow us, oh God. Oh, we just want you to speak to us tonight, God. Move through and in us tonight, God. Oh, you are here. You are here right now, God. Oh, God, to heal, deliver, to set free, oh, God. Hallelujah, the brokenhearted, those that, oh, God, been troubled, oh, God. Oh, praise God, oh, God. Oh, speak to us. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Oh, glory, glory, glory. We need to hear your voice tonight, God. We got to hear your voice tonight, God. Oh, God, we don't want to hear another. Oh, God, yes, Lord, God. We say yes to your will, God. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, praise God. We ain't going nowhere tonight until you speak to us, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo. Well, you are, ooh, I just don't want to cut off this praise tonight because y'all, I am so on fire. Oh, God. God is so good. Hallelujah. You are listening to God's favor. God said he got a word for somebody before we go in. Right now, right now, I speak. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Your victory is here right now, hallelujah. My God, my God. Believe it, believe it, believe it, believe it. Hallelujah. I know. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know the plans I have for you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are listening to God's favorite program coming to you live tonight. Praise God. We just thank God for everyone that's on tonight. God said, I know the plans that I have for you tonight. Praise God. And they are plan to give you a hope and a future. Praise God. God got something else in view for you. He ain't finished with you yet. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know. God know you better than you know yourself. Hallelujah. Father God, touch everyone tonight. Everyone, God. Everyone tonight. Everyone that's coming on tonight. Many of you is on. This was on you. This was for you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many haven't come on yet that I know is coming on. Praise God. But you had a chance to receive what God has for you tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. He's got it for your children. He's got it. He got blessed me showering them down from tenure, but he got things that you don't know of. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Only he knows. Only he knows. Oh, God, bless your people tonight. As I left them before you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, let us continue, oh, God, to keep the faith and believe, God, because you know, God. Oh, God, what we stand in need of, you know, you hold our tomorrows, God. Father God, thank you. You done kept us all day long from the hands of the enemy, oh God. When he came in like a flood and tried to destroy us, God, you, oh God, moved him on out of the way, God. Thank you, Lord God, for every home that's represented. Oh God, praise God. Thank you, Lord God, for healing, for deliverance. Oh God, thank you, Lord God, for, oh God, pouring out your spirit. Thank you, Lord God. Oh God, as we worship you, oh, God, the praise is going to go up. And praise of God, the blessing is surely just falling. And we thank you, Lord God, oh, in the name of Jesus. Well, you are listening to God's favors tonight. Hallelujah. Have you lost a loved one, son, or daughter to drugs or the prison walls? May be slain by the bullet. God's favors are reaching out to you to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And he said, he will give us the rest that we need. Hallelujah. He said, I know, I know, I know. Come on, somebody. I know, I know. I know what you've been facing. I know what you've been going through. He said, well, just come, 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 come. I know, I know, I know, I know. He knows all things, praise God. And he said, I will pour out my blessing upon you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know the plans I have. I speak this into your lives tonight. I speak this into your lives tonight.
the blessing. Blessing that you unfold that you didn't ever think was going to happen. I speak it tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is not short of anything. Oh, my God. I am enthused tonight. God is not short, but I want you to believe something tonight. Hallelujah. God is not short of, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. And if you need a blessing tonight, believe. Believe God for it. And I believe with you that the windows of heaven is going to open up and pour out a blessing that you can't contain. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm speaking to tonight. I've never spoken this in my life. Praise God. This is your night. This is your night to believe. I can't say when it's going to happen, but I believe. Because that's what he told me to do, believe. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just believe. Praise God. You got to keep the faith. You got to keep the faith. You can't even tell nobody that it's coming. Hallelujah. You just got to believe yourself. Believe it. I believe God's going to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Minister Felicia Keys, can you be our prayer warrior tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Can you be our prayer warrior tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask, does anybody have a prayer request tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. If you have a prayer request, hallelujah, press one tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you pray tonight? Are you able tonight, ma'am, to pray,
ma'am.
Sister Felicia? Okay,
yes,
thank you.
I can pray.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. You was a sign.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Happened. Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
My grandson stayed in the car, and he said, "Mama, those children over there are homeless." And so it bothered me. So I went to go check on them, and I asked them, did they need anything to eat out of the store? And so we all went in. It was three children. And I asked them where their mother was, and she was in a car further off to the by the gas station, sleeping car. And the dad just got a job there, and I spoke to him. And I don't know their last names. I don't know the children's names, but God knows who they are. So I told them that I've been seeing them every day. I just didn't know what to, you know, to think of it. But I offered to go come get them sometime, let them come take a bath, and let me wash their clothes. Just the children, let me wash their clothes. And let them eat a meal and play with my grandsons for a little while. But I just would like for us to pray for this family, that God will provide them a home. The children are not in school. Their ages like are 11, 14, and 6. And they're such sweet children. And so Layla, Jay, and Amir are their names. But I would just like to lift up this family. God will provide them a place. Mm-hmm. He said he just started at Walmart. And they do have a nice SUV. But he said he just started. And he's going to try to do all he can to get them a place when he get enough money. And that's my prayer.
All right. Okay. All right. Minister Gwen.
Good evening, Pastor Vivian, and our discontinued prayers for my family, for the safety of my son while he's at work, and just continue to pray for this nation and the healing of this nation and all the needs of the people in the nation, in the world, and especially the people of Ukraine, that they would be strengthened. And salvation for the souls of those who are unsaved.
Amen. All right, Minister Kathy.
Amen. Minister Praise Kathy? The Lord. Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yes, we are. Yes, I hear you.
Okay. I want us to lift up Pastor Bellows over in Luling, Louisiana. Pastor Bellows has suffered a stroke, and I had known of a stroke that he had well over a year ago, but Pastor Bellows never recovered. And so, you know, he's living with severe symptoms of the remnants of the stroke, and his primary caregiver is his wife, and both of them are up in age. So we pray for his healing, her strength, that God would send forth help, a ministry of help. They adopted a son. He is there, you know, to help support with Brother Bellows and Sister Bellows. But I'm sure they need more help than he alone and Sister Bellows can provide. So pray that in the name of Jesus. And Vivian, you know, I love to pray. So if the appointed warrior for tonight begin to grow a little weak, let them know that they got backup. Call for the prayer warriors that's on this line, because we got a lot to pray for. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 All right. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right, I think that's all I see for prayer tonight. I'm looking over the
again. Oh, yes. We have Mother Stokes. Go forth, Mother Stokes.
Amen. Amen. We thank and praise God for the night. I thank God that we're here on God's favor land, Lord God, tonight. I'm continuing to pray for the children. They have gotten, not all of them. We still have some children who are following the parents' guidance. But we have today, they had another 15-year-old got shot out in DeKalb County. They had a 7-year-old, somebody kidnapped out there in Texas, something about the FedEx man. I caught part of it tonight. A little 7-year-old girl. And we have to pray for protection of our children. Once these kids are released out the house, some on the school bus, some on the regular buses, some parents are dropping them off, and parents are on their way to work. And we pray that everybody that touches those children will be telling them carefully and teach them the right way. So I want to lift up all the children. We definitely want to continue to pray for my family. Thank you, Lord, for the progress of my son, Bernard. And just pray for all my 5 boys. And we just thank God for everyone. Continue to pray for my friend, the Reeds in New Orleans, Lynn Reed and Darcy Reed. As he told me tonight, I talked to him, he said he's progressing. Amen.
Amen. And also, Sister Bowman, come forth.
Good evening, everybody.
Good
just
evening.
Connect with everybody one more time. Y'all just lift me and my family up, our bereavement family that we went through yesterday, and pray for my pastor, great-grandbaby. They hadn't released the baby yet, and just pray comfort for them and strength, that they'll hurry up and release the baby to them, and so they could go and have their children and get some comfort. Oh, man. Amen.
Amen. And also continue to keep my sister in prayer. I talked to her before I came on the line. She said she's progressing well. She has to go back every week to the doctor, but she's a little sore, which is normal. She said, but she is doing very well. So we just know it's the Lord. It's the Lord's doing, and he is healing her mightily. Praise God. So when she goes to take those bandages off to put more, her body's going to be healed more than they expected. Amen. Hallelujah. So
amen.
I think that is
amen.
All for now. Hallelujah. Minister Keys, you may go forth. I know they put a lot on you tonight, but just touch.
Amen. Praise God. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your presence on this line, dear Lord. Father God, we come into you tonight, Lord.
Amen.
Asking for your guidance, asking for your protection, asking for your forgiveness, dear Lord. Father God, we're lifting up Pastor Bellows to you this evening, dear Lord. We're asking for healing in his body, healing, Father God, healing and strength for his family, dear Lord. Strength for the family that's trying to be his caregiver, that's trying to take care of him. Strengthen his family, dear Lord. Send help, Lord. Send help to the wife, Lord, so that she'll be able to continue to take care of him, so that she could be relieved a little bit, Father God. Father God, she's elderly herself, dear Lord. Father God, there's different organizations out there that will supply help. Father God, we accept someone step up and step in and help out this family, dear Lord. Father God, Evangelist Shawanda is praying, Lord, for a family that she sees often that's homeless, dear Lord. Father God, we're asking for them a roof over their head, dear Lord, so the children and the husband and the wife won't have to sleep in the car, dear Lord. We thank you for the job you've given to the husband, Lord. Father God, now we're asking for a roof over their head, dear Lord. Father God, the 3 children, Father God, give them strength, Father God, as they're going through this trial in their life, dear Lord. Father God, we ask that you keep them protected. Keep them humble, dear Lord. Let them not get in any type of trouble. Let them continue to be good children to their mom and their father, dear Lord. Father God, thank you for Evangelist Shawanda. Thank you for the care and spirit she has. Thank you, Lord, that she's offered the children a warm home to come to and get a bath and get their clothes washed, dear Lord, and food, warm food in their belly, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for this generous Lord. If more people could be like her, dear Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the God that's in her, Lord, that she sees where help is needed and she tried to extend that hand. Thank you, Lord, that her grandson saw that family, and then he spoke to his grandma, letting her know that they needed help, dear Lord. We thank you for that. We thank you for all we're doing. We thank you for the way she's raising this young man, Chuck Hiss, to be a great, great citizen, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord. Father God, we just come into you tonight. Lord, we're praying for the nation, dear Lord, praying for the nation as whole. Father God, Minister Gwen is praying for the nation's healing, dear Lord. Protection for her son as he goes to work at night, traveling up and down the highway, dear Lord. Father God, be in a security, Lord. Protect him. Cover him with your precious blood. Father God, meet every need she have up before you, Lord. Father God, protect her grandson as well, dear Lord. Keep peace in his mind, Lord. Keep him humble, Lord. Keep him thankful for all that you have done. Thanking God that you released her son, dear Lord. Thanking God for her surgery, dear Lord. We thank you that things are as well as they are with this family, Father God. We ask that you continue to use them, Lord. Use them for your glory, Lord. Let them reach out and help one, dear Lord. Father God, Mother Stokes is praying. Father God, she's praying for her five boys, dear Lord. We ask that you continue to cover them and bless them, Lord. Cover them and their children, Lord. Save any that are unsaved, dear Lord. Father God, she's just praying for children protection, all children everywhere. There's so much going on with the youth and young adults today, dear Lord. We ask them for protection, Lord. Protection from robbery. Protection from molesters. Protection from guns, Lord. Protection from wandering spirits, Lord. Let them not want to wander off on their own. Let them not want to wander up and down the street. Father God, protect the minds of your children, Lord. Just protect them from bullets. Protect them from gun violence. Protect them, Lord. Peer pressure, dear Lord. Father God, we're praying for the children all over the world. Father God, just wrap your loving arms around them. Lord, please, I pray the blood just shower down upon the children. Protection, Lord. Cover, Lord. Cover, Lord. Cover our children. Father God, we're praying for We're praying for Pastor Vivian's sister, dear Lord. We're praying for Sister Augustine, dear Lord. We're thanking you for what you have done for her, Father God. When she go back to that hospital, Father God, let them see the miraculous work of you. Father God, we're thanking you in advance for lessening the pain, easing the pain to where she won't even feel it anymore, Lord God, that it will be, she'll wake up and the pain will be gone, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in her life. We thank you for healing her body, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for a good report that she will get the next time she go to the doctor. Father God, we thank you for this great woman of God. We thank you for her sister, Lord. We thank you for her prayer and thoughtful ways. Father God, we thank you for how she comes to this line, interceding and just offering prayer up to people. Lord, letting us have someone where we could come and just pour out and know that we'll get a word up to you, dear Lord, a prayer through. Father God, we thank you that we're praying for our children. Father God, Mother Bozeman is praying this tonight, dear Lord. She's praying for her pastor's great-grandbaby's body to be released, Father God, so that they could bury the child. Father God, we're praying that everything will just go smoothly, Father God, so they can have closure and start the healing process on that, dear Lord. Father God, she's praying for them. Father God, she's praying for her entire family everywhere, dear Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in her life. She's praying for the grievers, Lord. She's had a lot of deaths in the family lately, Father God. We just ask that you just comfort that family, Lord. Protect those that are in a keep peace in the family, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for Mother Bozeman and for what she's praying for and everything, dear Lord. We just ask that you continue to bless each and every one. Father God, we're praying. Father God, there was a lady that came on. She was the very first one, Father God, after Evangelist Shawanda. Dear Lord, I didn't catch her name. Father God, we're praying for her prayer request, Lord. She's a prayer warrior. She said, Lord, Father God, if the prayer team got tired or if whoever was praying, she was available, Lord. Thank you for her willingness. Father God, you know her request, Lord. You know what it was that she asked us to pray for. Father God, honor her prayer request, Father God. Heal the nation, Father God. We're praying for protection, Lord, just for this Christmas season. Father God, let everyone realize the reason for this season. It's not about gifts, dear Lord, but it's about you. It's about your son. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for the protection. We thank you for the prayers that were not spoken, Father God. We thank you for healing bodies. Thank you, Lord, for being our doctor. We thank you, Father God, for being our comforter. Father God, we ask that you just, we're praying for those that are battling depression right now, dear Lord. We're praying for those that may be stressed, those that are abused, dear Lord. Father God, we're just thanking you and asking for protection, Lord. Touch the mind, Lord. Send help, Lord. Send medication, someone to give them medication if needed, Father God. Father God, we're lifting up the homeless to you, dear Lord. Father God, everywhere, Father God, we just ask that you give them comfort. Find shelter, Lord. We thank you that they accept the shelter that is offered to them, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for all that you're doing tonight. All mothers that are worried about their children, Father God, whether they're grown or armed babies, we just ask for protection for the children, Lord. Oh, peace of mind to the mothers that have the children they haven't heard from, Father God. Lord, send help. Send a word, let them know that they're okay. Protect them, Heavenly Father. Those that are behind prison walls, Father God, we ask that you go behind those walls, Father God, and touch and save, dear Lord. Save, Father God. And then when they come out, let them come out strong, Father, on fire for you, dear Lord, and not put down what they learned when they were there, Father God, but stay on a mission to help others not go there, Father God. Protect them, Lord, so that the ones behind there, the guards or anyone, won't not mistreat them, Father God. I'm asking for protection for them, dear Lord. Father God, we ask healing for those that stand in need of healing, Father God. Mr. Jackie Key's husband, Father God. Lord, we ask that you just touch his body, Lord. Heal as only you could heal, dear Lord. Give her strength, Lord. Strength to withstand and go through whatever it is you allow that transpire in this time. Give her your strength, Lord, as she takes care of him and her children and the children that she works for, dear Lord. Father God, we just ask help, Lord, help, Lord, help. Give strength where strength is needed. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you as we're praying for our nation. We thank you as we're praying for our president, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you as we're praying for his cabinet. We thank you for on Tuesday things will go smoothly, Father God. Father God, we just asking that the right one get in, dear Lord. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Father God, you see what we're facing, dear Lord. We just ask that you just come in and help. Father God, everyone once again with their prayer request, some that I may have failed, Father God, hear our prayers, Lord. Hear our prayers. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving us of our sins, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that we're able to come to this line. Thank you for breathing life into our body, keeping us strong, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I'm praying for everyone and their situations and what may be ailing us. We thank you for the babies that were born this month, dear Lord. Continue to bless them. Bless their parents. Touch, Lord. Save the unsaved ones, Lord. Help, Lord. Help these children to be a blessing. Help them to save, Lord. Save their family members. Father God, we just ask in that you just step in, Lord. You step in. Let them give the children back to you, and they just be the overseers, Father God. Let them lift them up and return them to you, dear Lord, and then raise them the way that you would have them to raise them, dear Lord. We thank you for each and every one on this line. Anything that's ailing anybody, Father God, we ask that you touch, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Touch, Lord. Deliver, Lord. Lord, set the captive free, dear Lord. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. Thank you. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Lord.
Pastor Vivian, can I say something right here?
Yes.
Real quickly.
Yes.
I thank God for that prayer
But I do want to say, my family and I, we're always reaching out to help people. And so that's a prayer that really, you know, I don't always say what I do. I don't think that's the proper thing to do for me. But God knows me and my family, we're always reaching out to help people. I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Amen. Sister Kathy, did you have a prayer tonight you wanted to do? Because I'm telling you, Spirit is moving up on this line tonight. Praise God. But we do have another prayer request. Minister Zadie, go for us.
Good evening. I wanted to say that Minister Sharon requested a prayer. Sharon requested prayer on tonight. And my brother Gary, he is listening in, and I know he requested prayer. Amen. And just pray for my overall family. Amen.
All right. Minister Kathy, did you have a prayer up on your mind tonight that I heard you speaking out? I tell you, because the program is going so different tonight, and God is moving. I just feel the moving in the spirit tonight. If you have a prayer,
yes,
before
Lord.
I go with the word, go ahead.
Yes, Lord. Go on with the word. That was just a move that was upon me by the Spirit. If she had a said help, then we was ready to jump in, because you got warriors. And that's all that God wanted me to let her know. But God had her, Holy Spirit upheld her, and he showed me that we were lifting up her arms, oh God, towards the heavens above, holding her up in prayer for the prayer strength to go forth and to bombard the gates of heaven, because we know what the word tells us, by the violent taken by force, and we taking back the lives of these people in Jesus' name. We decreeing and establishing wholeness upon God's people, because they need it. There is nothing new under the sun, but yet man appears like this is all brand new. No, this been going on for a very long time. Ain't nothing changed. We will continue to hold up the man or woman of God, and the hour that God has rested upon, has called upon to bring forth the manifestation, to let us all see that God is real. He is real.
Yes.
He is alive. He is with us. Glory to God. This is the reason that God's favorite ministry is in existence. Come on, Pastor. Preach the word. Because he know it don't take that much. A little leaven the whole load. Hey, glory. And we're live and moving on God's behalf.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
He's
moving. Yes, he's moving.
And these are the signs of wonder that follows them that serve him and called according to his glory and to his program and to his assignment. Come on, Pastor Vivian.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the moving of the Holy Spirit tonight. Well, this program, you will be heard most of the U.S., South Korea, Canada, Japan, and the United Kingdom. That's where I saw on yesterday where this program is going out. I just thank God if it touches somebody's heart tonight in these different countries, praise God, or wherever the word is going for tonight,
the prayers that went up tonight went out for everybody across the land, because the Holy Ghost stepped in tonight and he has some left still moving. Praise God. If you all wasn't on when the move of the Spirit stepped in, you missed a mighty move in the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because hallelujah, he's here. He's here. Praise God. But this is our praise and worship Sunday. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise and worship Sunday. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise and
thanking
God for all the years. All of nature is a great sympathy conducted by the Creator. Hallelujah. All of nature. And you're just thinking about all of nature singing tonight. Hallelujah. There's a sympathy going on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. So hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is moving by his great power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Music and singing is the highest form of praise. Hallelujah. And praying in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. But I'm going to step over here to Colossians. I know we always go into the psalm for praise and worship, but I'm going to step over here to Colossians, and I want you all to get some words that the Holy Spirit going to say tonight to us. And we're going to go to Colossians chapter 1, praise God, verse 8 through 14. And when I call out a word, if you want to write it down, you write it down, because I'm telling you the Spirit is moving. Praise God. And it says, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, he said, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, hallelujah, do not cease to pray. And that word is underlined in my Bible. Hallelujah. Pray. We not going to cease to pray for the people all over the world, for mothers that have lost their children to gun violence, a prison. Hallelujah. We don't cease to pray for you, to declare that you might be filled with knowledge. Another word is underlined. Oh, that the knowledge of God all will help you and lift you, and that his will is a word, another word. Ooh, and all wisdom. God going to give you wisdom in the midst of that situation that you're going through. Praise God. He's going to let you know what to do, how to do it, when to do it. Praise God. And spiritual, it ain't going to be in the flesh. This is a spiritual battle. Hallelujah. Praise God. Understanding. He's going to give you some understanding in what you praise God. Hallelujah. There's going to be understanding in this thing. Praise God as you praise God. That ye may walk, you might walk to all worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. All pleasing is another word. Praise God. Being fruitful in every good. Good is another word underlined here. Work and increasing in the knowledge of God. You're going to increase in something. You're going to increase in the knowledge of God. I'm telling you, God is speaking tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're going to increase in knowledge of God. Not in the things that don't mean nothing. Oh, the spiritual things, he said. Strengthen with all my strength, he said. When you're going to be strengthened with all might and according to his glorious, glorious is another word, glorious power, glorious power. Hallelujah, praise God, glorious power unto all patience. He's going to give you patience in the midst of this thing, in the midst of trial. And we do thank God. We forgot to mention Sister little Shawanda's grandbaby, praise God, that has come here. We thank God for it. Hallelujah. We just asking the Lord, and we're going to be patient with the Lord, how he's going to do and how he's going to bring this baby along. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, while we in this glorious firmament of you, God. Hallelujah. Glorious power and all unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. You're going to have joyfulness in the midst of this thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Giving thanks. Hallelujah. When you praising God, you giving thanks. When we go to the psalm, we giving thanks. Praise God unto the Father, which has made who he has made. Hallelujah. He's the one has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance. I told you earlier, I don't know whether you all are, you finna inherit something. Ah! Glory, hallelujah, praise God, inheritance, all saints in life. Hey, is that all the saints? Praise God, hallelujah. Who has delivered, another word here, has delivered us from the powers of darkness and has translated, is another word underlined here, into the kingdom of our dear son. Praise God, hallelujah. And the last verse says, in whom we have redemption. We've been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb. We've been redeemed so that we can inherit. Glory, hallelujah. Ooh, glory, hallelujah. Speak, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Through the blood and the forgiveness. It said that forgiveness is underlined here. Forgiveness of sins. Sins is underlined. Hallelujah. He didn't say one sin. All your sins have been forgiven through the precious blood of Jesus. As you pray and lift up the name of Jesus after you have stepped over into this glorious light, we ought to be flames of fire. That's another one he gave me. Then we ought to be that sympathy. We ought to be like praise with flames of fire. Hallelujah. The church in First Peter said it is the university of the angels. The angels is even praising God. So why not we? Praise God. We are praising God for so much. Hallelujah. More than we can even ask or think, because God got it all. Hallelujah. We don't even understand, my Lord, all that God is doing in the lives of his people. Hallelujah. We just got to praise him. We got to believe him. We got to be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. With the knowledge of his will. Hallelujah. What is his will? That you may prosper and be in health. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is the will of God. All of his promises, praise God, is yes and not nay. Praise God. Oh, I got so much here tonight. I tell you, the Spirit is just going to move so mightily up on here. I'm on fire. Praise God. I want you tonight to go rejoicing. Rejoicing in the Lord God, your Savior. Praise God. Because it's he. It's he. That we, oh Father God, we praise you in the midst of every trial. And oh, as we clap our hands, as we dance before you, Lord God, there is nothing that can hold us down anymore. Hallelujah. You got 10,000 of a legion of angels. Hallelujah. That you have not, oh God, released you. So God, we thank you. We give you praise and glory tonight. God, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, Lord God, that Colossians chapter 1 is God is operating in and through us. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious. Hallelujah to you. And
yes,
to you.
Lord.
That
yes,
is
Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Just go with music.
Hallelujah.
Praise the
Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
All of his mercy.
Thank you,
all
Lord.
Of his grace. Praise God. It is he. It is he. It ain't nothing nobody else can do for you. It's nothing. It's nothing. Oh, it comes down from heaven down to the earth
yes.
for you. May you be blessed. Please be back here with us next Sunday at the same time. Praise God. Minister Janice on Friday night. Minister Zadie on Saturday night on this same number. God bless you. Every one of you that's on tonight. God bless and keep you. Good night. I hate to leave you because I just want to
good night.
Enjoy
God bless you.
And the Spirit
love you.
The Spirit will say more. The Spirit wants to do more. I want to tell you.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Moses. I hate you. God told Moses, he said, if you put the blessings up on them, he said, I will use them.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It's the highest blessing that was sent down to God's people. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. And I want to put blessings up on you tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.